number. Just like we take it to the same number. Then we have a double. And ask the people here report for patient Osorio, O-S-O-R-I-O. First name is Anthony, A-N-T-O-N-Y. Date of birth, November 21, 1992. Date of service, October 2, 2023. Endoscopy, Stepotham City, MD. Referring position is self-referred. So, by referring position is Dr. Stepotham City, endoscopy is Dr. Stepotham City. Procedure is colonoscopy with snare polypectomy, deployment of hemostatic clips, as well as submucosal injection of spot tattoo marker. Procedure number two, esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies. Indications, epigastric pain, period chronic heartburn, period nausea, period unexplained weight loss. Good. Description of procedure, inform concern of the pain, period possible complication of the procedure, including infection, perforation of the acne, possible admissions, the patient, patient endoscopy, so please let me know, which is emergency service, monitoring and close packets, well lubricated on pulse, video, gastroscope, into esophagus, not like into third, push from duodenum, kick from the pulse, second third, push from the duodenum, some of the gene in esophagus, retrofusion of the cardi, airways from someone called gastroscope, patient trend around, and in left lateral position, a well lubricated Olympus video colonoscope, due to septum advance direct vision to cecum, which will identify the presence of appendix valve, seal the cecal valve, confluence of folds, careful in every cecum, the cecal acid, and transfer, the same causes more connected to the rectum valve, the patient was good, patient was good, without complications. So all this you can bother to go at the same time. And then next paragraph, findings, separate photos. Findings, at upper endoscopy, a 2 mm pale sessile diminutive polyp removed from the gastric antrum with a cold biopsy forceps, period, irregular Z-LINE, irregular Z-line versus 10 mm Barrett's esophagus, normal biopsy footprint, period, otherwise animal upper endoscopy, period, random biopsy and body and antrum in the stomach to check for helicobacter infection, random biopsy in the third portion of duodenum slash duodenal bulb to check for celiac disease as a cause of the abdominal pain and weight loss. Next paragraph, in findings, at colonoscopy, 2 polyps reach about 5 millimeters flat and erythematous removed with the cold snare technique from the hepatic plexure area. Another 5 millimeter flat erythematous polyp removed at 30 centimeters from the anal verge was lost in the stool and could not be retrieved. At 70 centimeters from the anal verge, a 15 millimeter wide based, narrow based, please scratch that, I'm going to repeat that line. At 70 centimeters from the anal verge, at a 15 millimeter narrow based erythematous polyp was removed with the hot snare technique. 2 hemostatic clips deployed at polypectomy site, and the site was tattooed distally to the polypectomy site with submucosal injection of spot tattoo marker. Period. Small non-bleeding telomeres. Period. Otherwise, unremarkable colonoscopy. New paragraph. This finding. Mm-hmm. Impression. 4 polyps removed at colonoscopy today, including a relatively large lesion at 70 centimeters from the anal verge. Period. Hemostatic clips deployed at polypectomy site at 70 centimeters from the anal verge, and the site was tattooed distally. Period. Small non-bleeding telomeres. Period. Other than the colonoscopy to cecum. Impression number 2 is a diminutive polyp removed from the antrum. Period. Irregular Z dashed line versus short segment Barrett's esophagus. Period. Other than the colonoscopy. Next paragraph plan, review pathology, period about nostril and anti-inflammatories, preventative precautions, proton pump inhibitor therapy if heartburn is refractory to conservative measures. Next number, high fiber tract with fiber movements as needed. Next number, surveillance colonoscopy after 3 years. Next number, follow-up office visit in 2 weeks. End of dictation. So,